If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
I endured so much pain already. I thought, man, I reached the pinnacle. It was on a 1 mile track, flat.
Why were you doing this? Because you were trying to be uncommon amongst the
right. I was trying to raise money for Special Operations Warrior Foundation. It's a foundation that gives 100% tuition to special operators, kids. So if your dad died, he was a special operator, your kid goes to school full tuition. Great foundation. So I found a foundation. I was like, I gotta find a way to raise money. So I found this race called Badwater 135. I didn't know anything about ultra running, knew nothing about it. Call a race director up, it's all in the book. I even had the emails in the book from me and Chris Cosman going back and forth. And he basically says, you have to qualify for my race. I was like 200 and some odd pounds. I was a bodybuilder now, wasn't a big runner. I literally did 20 minutes on the elliptical trainer every Sunday. That's it. That was my cardio. I lifted weights, and that's what I did. So I call him up on a Wednesday, and he says, you know, basically, to qualify for the Badwater.
Which is
135 miles through
Death
Valley.
Through Death Valley.
In the summertime. I thought it was a stage race where you ran like 5 or 6 days, because I didn't know that was humanly possible. So I called him on a Wednesday. He said, you got to qualify. There's only two more races I could do to qualify for the Badwater before the deadline ended. One was in San Diego Saturday. So Wednesday to Saturday, what, 3.5 days? You know, it's not a lot of time. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm gonna go try to do this race. So I go out here, have a blue lawn chair, Ritz crackers and Mileplex, and I'm gonna see my crew person every mile. And I get to mile 50, I literally detail it perfectly in the book, but at mile 70, I'm broken. I didn't train for it at all. Zero training for this race. But this is when I start realizing, man, my God, man, this is when I realized we are not even trying. Because at mile 70, I was in the worst pain of my entire life. I was broken. I thought my third hell week, I was really bad off. No, there's nothing I can ever imagine being worse than this race. And it was the easiest 100 mile race I've ever done in my life, ever. But I wasn't prepared. And so at mile 70, you know, I'm literally in this chair and I'm pissing blood, I'm crapping up my back, I'm in the worst state of my life. And I'm like, I need to quit. But what I did though was through my life, I realized that your mind wants to quit. It's called the 1 second decision. I call it the 1 second decision when your mind is spazzing out. And it's like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. We're miserable, let's go home. And at mile 70, I was there. But I didn't get there until I sat down. It's like, oh my God, my blood pressure dropped. I was dizzy, lightheaded, and the pain just came over me. Because my body thought I was done, my mind. So I sat there and said, you know what, I might quit. I knew I wasn't, but what that might quit did was it kind of gave my mind all that anxiety and let it go. Because my mind said, oh, he's gonna quit. So we're gonna sit here for a while, just sit here, we're done. So I literally start to get food, hydrate up, and I'm dizzy, I can't stand up. So now, after a while, I stand up. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna quit. But once again, I knew I wasn't. There's a trick to the mind.
So you're fucking with your own mind.
That's right. Give your mind.
Advanced level, it's black belt
shit.
That's
right. Give your mind a little bit of space. Because if it knows I have 30 more fucking miles to go, and I'm in the worst shape of my fucking life, my mind's gonna say, no way. No way, dude. So you gotta give it some space. Say, you know what? If I can stand up and walk 1 mile, this would be the biggest achievement of my life. Because I'm death. Right now, I'm death. If I can get up and walk 1 mile, that'd be the best thing in my life. I walked a mile. And I won't go too deep into it all. I got 2 miles. Maybe I'll try to. I did this to my...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
81. Now, mile 81, the person crewing was like, hey, you know what? Basically, I knew I wasn't going to make the time because I was crawling around that track, crawling. And this is the eureka moment. This is it. Out of my whole life, this is the one time, this is when I realized that we are fucking way, way, way cutting ourselves short. Worst shape of my life, thought I was gonna die. Never felt this kind of pain before in my life, ever, never again. In mile 81, when I knew I wasn't gonna make the time, I ran 20 miles, I did 101 miles. I was averaging like 10 30s. Coming from being able to barely walk, now I'm running 10 to 10:30s. For the next 20 miles. When I got done with that, I sat back down in that chair that was now my porta potty. And it was my ex-wife. She actually backed the car up on this grassy knoll where I was kind of, you know, camped up at for 19 hours and 6 minutes. I ran 101 miles. Ran, walked 101 miles. I got home, I detailed well in the book, I won't go through it well. It was a horrible situation. I was in the worst shape of my life. Passing out, shitting on myself, peeing blood. I got in the tub. I had this poncho liner on because in San Diego in November, it's chilly. So I'm freezing, she puts the water on me, and I'm peeing what looks like dirt. It's just dark, dark, dark. It's like dirt coming out of me. And we have a discussion, and she calls my mom up. My mom has a doctor friend. The doctor friend says, you got to get him to the hospital. His kidneys are shutting down. This is going on. This is going on. He could die. And this is where the story gets kind of crazy. It was the best and worst feeling I had in my life. I had put myself in a situation where I opened my mind to the fullest capacity to pull this off. And all the pain, I mean, it was live. The pain sensors were going to my body. I'm in this tub in the fetal position. The water's coming down on me. And I'm just sitting there, just jackhammering. Hot water hit me. I'm jackhammering, peeing Coca-Cola out of me. I'm like, God, dog. And she goes, we gotta get you to the hospital. It was the best feeling of my entire life. And everybody goes, how do you say that? I probably could have died. And I literally pushed myself to a place that very few human beings would ever be willing to go. And I got to examine myself. I call it the live autopsy, where we find out why someone died after they're dead. I got a chance in 19 hours and 6 minutes to put myself in the worst possible condition I could possibly be in and figure out how to get through it. And all this pain going through me was confirmation that I had just done something that I thought was humanly impossible. And I didn't want it to go away.
You're reveling in that moment thinking, man, look what I just did.
Look what the human mind can do. And from that 19 hours and 6 minutes, I lived an entire lifetime. Entire lifetime. People live 100 years and never experience the highs, the lows, the journey I did, all of it. In 19 hours and 6 minutes, I lived 100 years. And I try hard to put it in the book, but no one will ever be able to really understand what that was about. And I was like, if I die here today, I'm fine with that, because I just literally pulled off something that I never thought was even humanly possible.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.